Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. We come to praise your name. We come to honor and bless you, O King. You are mighty.
God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as men of sacrifice. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in to what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in to the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord. Sanctify us. Cleanse us, God. We want to.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for purifying us, for cleansing us. We want to be holy and righteous like you. So we are thankful. Hallelujah. Moko shabaka de ikoridiriaka. Ako shabaka. Lord, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today. In the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do on our behalf, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you today that we could call upon your mighty name, your holy name, your righteous name, your faithful name, oh God, and that you hear us. Father, we thank you that we are established in righteousness and oppression is far from us. In the name of Jesus, we take the shield of faith and quench every fiery dart of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we're so grateful, Lord God, that we can say, Abba, Father. In the name of Jesus, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and use it against the enemy. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
My phone was ringing. I don't know unless I just have to hold it a long time.
All right, hold on. Moko shabaka de ekoririyaka. She yolalalala bokoririyaka. Yobababako shabaka de eke. Father, we thank you that we overcome, oh God. We overcome all because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh God, we stand in the evil day having our loins girded about with truth, and we have the breastplate of righteousness on. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith. Oh God, and we are covered with the helmet of salvation. We use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We're delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of Jesus, your dear son. Abba, Father, Lord, we are grateful today for what you're doing, what you're going to do. Oh God, have your way today on University of Biblical Studies, boys to men, girls to ladies. We are so grateful, Father, that we can call your name, Lord, Savior, King, Deliverer. Deliver us today, Lord God. from every seen and unseen danger in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we call upon your mighty name, your holy name. We are grateful that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name. We bless you right now. We honor you, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you for clearing the lines for us, that people will be able to call directly to the number, the 1-619-789-4313. Every hindering spirit, every blocking spirit, we say go right now in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that the lines are free so people can call in the name of Jesus. We are thankful for what you're doing, Lord God, as we move forward with you, Lord God. Speak through us, O God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
All right, we have our co-host on with you today.
Welcome to Unity, a biblical study, boys to men and girls to ladies. I'm your host, Willie Turner, from Holland, Michigan.
I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G, from Jacksonville, Florida.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for sins known and unknown, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we call forth the right and left side of our mind right now in the mighty name of Jesus, to be in line with your word in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come against every distraction right now in the mighty name of Jesus. It is null and void in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we enforce your plans for our life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We call forth wisdom, understanding, and knowledge right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we open up our ears to you, Lord Jesus, so we could hear you clearly, Lord God. Take hold in us in the mighty name of Jesus. Take control of us, Lord Jesus. Have your way with us in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray blessings and favor over every family right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we apply the fruits of the Spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus, over every household in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we continually bless you. We continually honor you. We continually worship you. You are almighty. There is no God great like you, Jehovah. No God holy like you. No God mighty like you. And you are a peaceful God. You bring us peace of mind, peace in our household, peace in our city, our state, our neighborhood, peace in our nation, peace all over the world. We thank you, Lord God. So, Father, as we move forward today on the University of Biblical Studies, boys to men and girls to ladies, we are so grateful that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. We are thankful. Well, today, we are so grateful we have a young lady on with us from Mississippi, Lamira. She is the niece of the Vaughn family. So Lamira is going to sing this evening. Good evening, Lamira. How are you?
You couldn't get the text, I guess, because I'm on the phone with your sister and Kayla.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you anymore.
Michaela is.
You're breaking up, Sister Vaughn.
Michaela is on the phone.
Michaela's going to sing today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. So go ahead, Michaela.
The Lord is my shepherd. Me to a drowning green pasture.
She keeps going in and out. For some reason, her voice is going in and out. We can't hear anymore. Michaela, are you there?
He leads me in the path of righteousness for his. Yea, through a wall, no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. of a month. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
Hello?
But you are close beside me.
Hey, youngin.
I'm sorry, I'm on the radio.
Okay.
Sister
right,
Vaughn?
Are you on the radio? I'll be, I'll
hang Sister
up.
Vaughn?
I said, I'll hang up.
Sister Vaughn?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, we couldn't hardly hear her. She kept going in and out. So it was Michaela and her sister?
Michaela and her sister, Alicia.
Okay, well, we appreciate it. We could only hear some of it. Lamara is not singing tonight.
I take her just singing that she's still having fun. So I guess she's not singing tonight. She probably had too much homework. I don't know. She never did. She said she was earlier, but she never did call me back.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank
you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
All right. Hallelujah. Well, as we continue on, we thank God for each of you. We have the Turner family on with us from Holland, Michigan. They're going to sing a song of praise. Good evening, Turner family.
Good evening.
What are y'all going to sing?
What a mighty God we serve.
Okay, go ahead, baby. Thank you.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. We shall bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. What a mighty God we serve. The angels are bound before our Father. Hallelujah. We thank God for that song from the Turner family. Now we have Gloria Jean Charlotte on with us from Marrero, Louisiana. Good evening, Minister Gloria Jean. How you doing?
Fine. Give God the glory today. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What are you going to sing?
Thank God for being here. Thank God for the program tonight. Thank God for our children, the boys, the men, and the girls, to ladies. Well, praise be to God. Okay, I don't remember this, how it goes. Okay. We're together again.
Okay. Hello? There's something wrong with our connection tonight. I don't know what it is.
The music. I'll just sing without the music.
No, no, no. We want to hear
Hello?
The music. Yes, we want to hear the music. It's not
right.
That. So go ahead and play. Go ahead.
Oh, boy. Let's see.
together again. Bring together again. That praise the Lord.
Together again and praising the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Gloria Dean. Hallelujah. Minister Gloria Dean, could you pray for families, the families all over the world?
Praise God. Amen. Father, we thank you today. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise, Father. As you come boldly to your throne of grace and mercy, God, we ask you, God, that you bless all these families all over the world today. Bless each and every family in this world, God. And from this day forth and even forevermore, Father, in Jesus' name. And God, we ask in salvation, salvation to come through to each one of these families. Be in that, the inside of these families, God, salvation. God, we just give you glory, God. Just bless all of these families all over the world today, God. And we put the blood of Jesus upon each family and ourselves as a family. And we thank you, Father. As we give you glory, we give you praise, God. We thank you, Lord, that you keep them in your tender, loving care, Father. Supply to every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Because, God, some families are in need more than others. But we thank you, Lord, that you're going to take care of it. Thank you, Father, for supplying all our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Father, and we shall all worship you. As for us and our families, we will serve the Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Our co-host is ready now.
Hallelujah.
Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. Please feel free to listen and participate. Our topic is, who is God and what does he want with me?
All right. Who is God and what does he want with us? Yep, God has great plans for each one of us, and he does want something from us. So let's listen tonight and see what it is that God wants. What does God want with me? We have been studying about who God is for at least 3 weeks. So now that we know who God is, we're going to do a little bit of review and talk. And you know, the question we may want to ask is, why did God create you? Why did he create me? Why did he create us? God wants us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. So God, you know, he wants us to love him. He wants us to have a relationship with him. So let's do a little bit of review on, you know, the things that we have been talking about previously. We talked about God and what he wants with us, who he is. All right, so one of the things that we talked about that God is in Genesis 1:1. God is the creator. God is all-powerful. 1 John 5:17 says, the three bear witness in heaven. He's omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient, meaning that God is all-knowing. He knows everything. Excuse me, he's present everywhere at the same time, and he has all power. There's nothing that he can't do. So God is, we talked about God is creative, Genesis 1:3. God said, let there be light. He created light with the spoken word. He said, let there be. God is a planner. Jeremiah 29:11. It says, I know the plans I have for you. God is strategic. Psalms 48:1-8. He has a strategy for everything that he's doing. He doesn't just do it haphazardly. He don't just think, oh, yeah, I think I'm going to do this right now. No, he has a plan. He's strategic. God is the 3-in-1. He's in the Trinity. Excuse me one second. Someone's calling me. Hold on, please. Hello? Hello?
Hi, your mower is on.
Okay, if she's going to have to wait for just a few minutes, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, so God is the 3-in-1. He's the in the Trinity, which is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So we thank God for who he is in our lives. We talked about what does God want with us. So that's what we're going to be focusing on tonight. We have the young lady that was coming on earlier, Yamira from Mississippi. She's going to sing a song for us. Good evening, Yamira. How are you? Good evening, Yamira. I can't hear her if she's talking. Hello?
Yamira, are you there? Ma'am. Okay, she was speaking to you, Yamira. Ma'am.
Are you ready to sing, baby?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, what are you going to sing tonight?
For Your Glory.
All right, go ahead, baby.
Thank you.
Are you 10?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, we thank God for you. Father, I thank you for Yamara. I thank you for the other young ladies who sang tonight, Lord God. Bless our children all over the world. Protect them. Give them wisdom to make wise choices throughout their lives, oh God. Let them dedicate their lives to you while they're still young, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to be faithful to you all the days of their lives like Samuel, Father God. So we thank you for Yamara and her cousins. And we thank you for all that you're doing for all the children all over the world, for the Turner family, for all the children that's represented on the line, the children, the grandchildren. Oh, Father, we are thanking you that you are leading them in a plain path. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. What does God want with us? We've been talking about who God is for quite some time. Now, I want to tell you something. Each of us were born into sin. We have a sin nature. What is sin? Adam sinned. Eve sinned. They had children. One son, Cain, murdered his brother Abel. So we sin. We think wrong, sinful thoughts. We do sinful things. Sin is an immoral act considered to be a transgression against divine law. So we, because we're human, we sin. And we sin against God. Sin is an offense against God. Can anyone name anyone? I'm going to unmute the lines for a minute. And now I'm going to ask you all to think about it before you answer. Who can tell us some of the sins that we commit? Human beings are sinful. All right, state your name and name some sins that we commit as human beings. Hello? Can y'all hear me?
This is Levi.
Okay.
We lie, cheat, and steal.
Okay, good job. Oh, my God. You must be reading my notes. Those are the ones I have down here. All right, good job. Who else? The sins that we commit. Levi said we lie, we cheat, we steal. What else? What are some other sins we commit? State your name and name them. Come on,
this
not everybody at one
time. This is Micah Turner. Lust.
Lust, okay, good. All right. Anybody else? What are some sins that we as human beings commit against God?
This is Tyrese Turner. We disobey our parents.
All right, disobedience. Good job. All right, so those are some sins that we do, even adults. We're disobedient to God. We have all those things that you named. So God realized that we would sin. So he gave us a way to come out of sin, our sin nature. He cleaned us up from wrongdoing. He sent Jesus to the earth to be a propitiation for our sins. So propitiation is to win or regain favor with God again. So that's what Jesus was, a propitiation for our sins. He helped us, you know, get our sin nature all cleaned up so we can truly be in the image of God. What does God want with us? So one of the things that God wants us to do is to be saved. And Romans 10:9-10 says, if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, believe in our hearts, then we will be saved. So God wants us to be saved. That's what he wants with us. That's one of the things he wants with us. So the next thing he wants us to do, he wants us to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our strength. That's one of the things that he requires of us. God has requirements of us. We may not realize it, but God didn't just put us here on the earth just to do what we want to do. Although most of us, I know I thought that for years. I'm like, oh, yeah, I could just do what I want to do. I could eat, sleep, work, play, do everything I want to do, you know, jump, hop, all kinds of things. That's what I thought, that we could do anything. So God wants us to love him, and he wants us to have a relationship with him. Not like, you know, we would have a relationship with, you know, your friends, because God is not human. He wants us to have an extraordinary relationship with him. He wants us to be totally committed to him. So he wants us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, to have a relationship with him, so that even if he asks us to do something we don't understand, we would just do it. You know, many times our parents ask us to do things, we go like, gee, why do they want us to do that? We may not understand it. But you start questioning, they say, just do what I told you. So that's what God wants us to do. We may not understand, but we just got to do what he told us to do by faith, knowing that he's going to give us, you know, things that are beneficial for us to do. So by faith, knowing God has our best interests at heart, we have to obey him. God wants us to get to know him before we get old. He don't want us to wait till, you know, we get old. I would like someone to find Ecclesiastes 12:1, and then someone else find Psalms 34:11. Someone else find Proverbs 20:11. So when you find the scripture, just state your name. I need Ecclesiastes 12:1 first. State your name and read it. Thank you. Ecclesiastes 12:1. All right. Whenever you come on with me, you're going to need your Bible in front of you. So get your Bibles ready. Ecclesiastes 12:1 is the scripture that I need.
This is Micah. I have Ecclesiastes 12:1.
All right, so here's how we do it. When I call you to read the scripture, just say Micah Turner and start reading. Lily Turner and start reading. Whoever has it, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead.
Don't let the excitement of youth cause you to forget your Creator. Honor him in your youth before you grow old and say, life is not pleasant anymore.
All right. So Ecclesiastes, thank you so much, Micah. Ecclesiastes 12:1. He read, what version did you read, Micah?
The New Living Translation.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm going to read it in the King James. It says, Ecclesiastes 12:1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou wilt say, I have no pleasure in them. So don't wait till you get too old. You don't feel like getting up to bed. You know, you're tired all the time. Maybe your eyes are growing dim. Uh-uh. God wants you, while you're very young, to worship him, to praise him. He don't want you to go out there in the world and wallow in the mud and then come back and say, okay, God, I'm 95 now. I'm ready to praise you. Uh-uh. Too old. So while you're young, he wants. All right, who has Psalms 34? State your name and read it, please. Psalms 34:11. Anybody, somebody, please. We're talking about what God wants with us. We already talked about who he is. Now we're dealing with what God wants with us. What does he want with me? What does he want with you? Go ahead.
This is Tyrese.
Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
All right, thank you so much. He read it from the King James Version, Psalms 34:11. Come, ye children, listen. Hearken means to listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. So I thank God for that. Those scriptures. God, the first one says God wants us when we're young, and the next one, he wants us to fear him. All right? Did someone find Proverbs 20:11? 20:11. State your name and read it, please. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 11. You need your Bibles in front of you.
This is Willie Turner.
Okay.
Even a child is known by his doing, whether his work be pure and whether it be right.
All right. Thank you so much. She read Proverbs 20:11 from the King James Version. Thank you so much. All right. So now I need some more scriptures read. Take notes. 1 Corinthians 7, 1 through 2. Romans 1, 24. 1 Corinthians 7, 1 through 2. Romans 1, 24. Romans 6, 19. State your name and read it when you get it. Proverbs 20:11 is the first one we need. We're talking about what God wants with us. He wants us while we're young. He wants us to, you know, to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. He wants us to fear him, to reverence him. When you fear God, you will obey him. You'll do what he wants you to do. You won't fear him like, oh, Lord, God gonna kill me if I don't read 20 scriptures today. No, not like that kind of fear. But the kind of fear that, you know, causes you to love him and to reverence him. All right, who has that scripture? Proverbs 11, we did that one. 1 Corinthians 7, 1 through 2. We have some adults on here that can read it. Hello? 1 Corinthians 7, 1 through 2. Can y'all hear me?
This is Levi.
Okay.
Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband.
All righty. Thank you so much, Levi. Yep. It is now concerning the things which I wrote unto you. Levi, would you read that part first, please? 1 Corinthians 7, 1 and 2.
Yes, ma'am. Now concerning the things ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband.
All right. Thank you, Levi. Was someone else reading too? Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. All right. That's what God wants of us, to have a pure life, not to, you know, commit fornication. He wants us to be known as children, to know his word. He wants us to have a relationship with him. That's what he wants with us. All right. Did someone find Romans 1:24? Romans chapter 1, verse 24.
This is Tyrese.
Okay.
Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves.
All right. So God wants us to be clean. That's another thing. So we're learning what God wants of us. He wants us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And who knows what goes along with that part? God wants us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. What else goes with that? Anybody, somebody, everybody, tell me. Y'all kind of quiet tonight. What scripture is like unto that? To love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength. What scripture is like unto that? Glory Dean? What scripture is like unto that one? To love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength. That's the first commandment. What's the second commandment? Hello? Rose? Sister Nat? Got a lot of people on here. Sister Mary? Come on, y'all. Tell me.
I'm here. I'm here.
All right. Need some answers. State your name and read, please.
This is Micah.
Okay.
The second commandment says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And thou shalt not take...
That is true, but it's the second commandment I'm looking for. We got my spiritual son on here from Atlanta. Maybe working, but he knows the answer. The first commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and strength. What's the second commandment?
This is Annette. Love thy neighbors, thy love thyself.
Thank you, Sister Annette. She's from Jacksonville, Florida. To love each other, your neighbor, like you love yourself. God said we love him and we don't love each other. He said, truth not in us. So we're learning to love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Love each other like we love ourselves. God wants us to get to know him, to have a relationship with him. While we're still young, God wants us to fear him. He wants us to, you know, he wants us to have good behavior, to be holy, to be pure in thoughts, in actions. So that's what God wants with us. Anybody have any questions so far? Who can tell me, who is God? We've been studying for the last few weeks. Who is God? State your name and tell me, who is God?
This is Tyrese Turner. God is the creator of the world and all of us.
Yes, he's the creator. Amen. Somebody else, who is God? Who is God?
This is Micah Turner.
Okay.
He's our redeemer.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, he redeems us from the hand of the enemy, from sin. Yes. Thank you. Who else? Who is God?
This is Dalton. God is love.
Who is this?
This is Dalton. God is love.
Hey, Brother Dalton, he's in Atlanta. Thank you. God is love. Thank you so much. That's my spiritual son from Atlanta. Amen. Thank you for being on with us tonight. He's a nurse in the hospital, working in the midst of the pandemic. So we thank God for his safety. Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch my son Dalton, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing in his life. I thank you for blessing him. Even the patients that he take care of, keep them healthy and well. Allow them to walk out the hospital whole and healed. In the name of Jesus, take care of all of the hospital staff, Lord God, the doctors, the nurses, all of those that work in the hospital, Lord God. Keep them, oh God, free from the virus, from any diseases, from the pandemic, oh God. And we just thank you for what you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. All right, so we talked about who God is. Now, who can tell me, what does God want with you? What does God want with you? Who is God? What does he want with you? State your name and tell me.
This is Tyree Turner. God wants us to worship him with our hearts.
Yes, with our whole heart. Amen. Thank you, Tyrese. Who else? What does God want with us? With you? Me.
This is Levi. He wants us to be a willing vessel for him. So
yes.
He can use us.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Levi. Say it again.
He wants us to be a willing vessel so he can use us for greater things.
Yes. Amen. Thank you so much. Good job. What? Who else? What does God want with you?
To serve him, to love him, to be in partnership with him, and to trust him.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Dalton. Amen. All right. So, yes, we've been talking about what God wants. All right, it's time for our co-host to come on again. And we have Lily Turner as our co-host from Holland, Michigan. All right, Lily.
It's time for an encouraging word from Pastor Turner.
Hallelujah.
All right, Pastor John Turner, how are you?
I am awesome, gradable. Yes, ma'am.
All
and
right,
yourself?
That's the other spiritual son, you all. He lives in Holland, Michigan, and those are his children that are participating as well. We thank God for you, Pastor Turner. Go right ahead.
Yeah, praise God for you also and all of you on the line. We're going to do something different. We're going to do the call of salvation first because this is a major thing. We're living in the last days. And my thing is we have multitudes and multitudes in the valley. So, therefore, we're going to go ahead and do this. We want everyone that's feel self-worth, that feel low or whatever they're going through, we want you to know that God says that you're the apple of his eye. He's telling you that you are an exceptional, perfect piece. You're a great thing to him. You're a great work of art, and he treasures you. You're personal to him. And so my thing is, I don't care what you've been through, what you're going through right now. You may be doing something that you can't. You may not have a way out. It may be addicting, maybe cigarettes, maybe liquor, it may be women, it may be any of those things. But we're telling you there is an escape. There is a way out, but you have to give up totally. We're saying clear your mind of everything you did today, everything you did last week, because it doesn't matter. Because you have a pulse, you have a purpose. So therefore, we're saying Romans 10 and 9, if you believe, if you believe with your heart, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ has died on the cross and rose again. God rose him up. You shall be saved. That's Romans 10 and 9. And so therefore, we worship the Lord with you. But we want you to understand this is a constant thing. We all have to do Romans 10 and 9 every single day. And this boils down in a message. But we thank God for your souls, whoever confess their sins to the Lord. And my thing is, there's no big sin, there's no small sin. But they all sin. But my thing is, God died for you. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And that ties into the encouraging word today. God is telling us, do not allow the enemy to make you feel his symptoms. Do not allow the enemy to make you feel his symptoms. He was kicked out of heaven. So everything from him, if it's negative, it's coming to you, and it's to throw you off your square. It's the same thing I said last week. It's to throw you off. And my God is saying, hey, look, the enemy felt sad. He felt lonely. He felt depressed. He felt oppression. He felt all these things, and he throws it on you to make you throw yourself out. He puts you in a situation when you allow him to do that. So God is saying, do watch out for those symptoms. Whether it be talking, gossiping, whether it be getting offended over things. We are not sensitive saints. As I said last week, we are not sensitive saints. Now, I was put into a situation, I believe, last week that I had to praise through. I had to work through. And you know what? And I got an attitude. Now, I'm confessing my sins right now. I got an attitude after the fact. After sitting there, and the enemy was serenading me. Don't let him serenade you. But I thank God for the saints that holds up and encourage one another. We have to encourage one another as today is called today. And my thing is, if you're looking at this part right here, John 15 and 13 says, greater love have not man. Let's read that. Let's read that out of the King James Version. I have my son here. He's going to tackle this with me.
John 15:13.
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
We have to catch that. We need to tell the Lord, take host in us. Consummate the marriage. You call me a fiance. You say you're coming back for a bride. Lord God, take host in me right now so I won't get offended over certain things that are so small. We're supposed to be judges over angels. We're going to do that. So we're just in a practice right now. You have to understand there's levels in heaven. There's levels in heaven. How do you say, why do you say that? Okay, I'm going to tell you why I say that, because you have on earth, you have 30, some 60, some 100. In heaven, you have the angels, Michael, Gabriel, beyond. And you have the 24 elders, then the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Trinity. You have all that. And we pray the prayer that says, on earth as it is in heaven. So we have levels to this thing. So what we want to do is to hear God. We desire to hear God say, well done, good and faithful servant. So if we desire to hear that, we will take the necessary steps. We will take the necessary steps to prepare ourselves every single day. Every single day. Did you catch it? Every single day. We have to work at it. We have to relax in him, but we also have to walk. The race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but the one who endured to the end. We have to leave here empty. So therefore, here's what I'm saying to you. I'm telling you, use up every ounce of your wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. I tell you to use up all, everything that you have, your wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Use it all. Because when Jesus, you stand before the Lord, and there's no getting over that. You can't get around that. We have to stand before him. And when you hear him say it, what did you do? He already knows. use up every ounce of that he has given us for this earth so we can stand there and we can, you know, confidence. It's the confidence of making it in. Hallelujah. It's the confidence of making it in. So I don't care what your sister or your brother did to you. You better have love, because what makes you better than Jesus? I don't care how they offended you. You better love, because you said, Lord, we sang the song. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. Oh, how I long. And we catch the spirit. Hallelujah. To be like him. But okay, after that song is over, after that song is done and over with, church has let out. We don't even have church no more. We got phone church. After this is out, what are you doing at home? What are you doing in your personal life? Are you talking behind somebody back? In the name of Jesus, we cast that thing down. That is not ours. We're going to do it, like I heard one man say, send it back to the sender. Elvis Presley. Return to sender, huh? I heard a man say that. So my thing is, be encouraged to check your footing. Like, please don't have that episode like I had. It was a surprise attack that came in my home. Please do not be knocked off your guard. Do not listen to the music that the enemy has. He's serenading us. Talk about your sister. Talk about your brother. Laugh at them when they fall. Understand, there is no greater love. And he said, you want to be like me. He said, imitate me in this. So therefore, do it, because we have to stand before the king. And what is he going to say about you? So let's get this together as a family. Amen. I love you all.
Amen. We love you too. Thank you for that encouraging word. Do not let the enemy, you know, don't feel his symptoms. Feel the symptoms of God: love, peace, joy, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. That's the symptoms of God. That's what we want to feel. So we thank God. This is reading from John 15:13. Thank you so much, man of God. We appreciate that encouraging word. Well, we're going to do Bible facts now. So get your Bibles ready. We got Bible facts coming. Who can say from memory the books of history? Who can say from memory the books of history? We ready? State your name. Say the books of history. Hello, not everybody at one time. Nobody can say the books of history? I know somebody on here. Glory Dean, no. Glory Dean.
Oh, yes,
Can you state the books of history?
I'm here. What is that?
The books of history. Can you say the books of history?
Oh, the books of history, I'm so sorry, I tell you. We have about 5 books of history.
Uh-uh. No, nope, not 5. Not the books of law. That's 5 of those, but the books of history is 12.
The book of history is 12?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Joshua.
Oh, I see 12. I see history of 12. I see history of 12. Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Israel, Nehemiah, and Esther.
Esther. Very good. All right. Good job. All right. That's question number 1. Question number 2. What person in the book of Judges had the gift of prophecy and was a judge? What person in the book of Judges had the gift of prophecy and was a judge?
Gloria Dean.
Gloria Dean.
I would say it was, I know the name just left me, just like that.
All right, who can help her? The book of Judges.
I know what it is. I know it well.
Okay.
It was a judge.
Deborah, that's it. Very good. Deborah, Judges 4:4, the book of Judges. All right, next question. What is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John called? Somebody other than Gloria Dean. What is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John called?
This is Tyrese.
Okay.
The Gospels.
The Gospels. Very good. Excellent. You guys are Bible scholars. Thank you. All right, question number 4. What book, chapter, and verse in the New Testament says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long?
This is Micah Turner, Ephesians 6.
6-1. 2-3. Good job. All right, good job, Micah. Okay, last question. Which book, chapter, and verse in the Minor Prophets say, write the vision, make it plain upon tables? What book say that? Book, chapter, and verse. It's one of the Minor Prophets. Write the vision, make it plain upon table, so he that read it can run with it. Where is
this
that
is Lily.
Okay.
Habakkuk 1 and 2.
All righty. Thank you so much. Good job, good job. We got brilliant scholars on here. We're learning about the Word of God, about the Bible. All right. So now we're going to do Who Am I? Who am I? So get ready to answer. State your name and answer. Listen carefully while I read it, and then tell me who the person is. A Bible character. Who am I? I was born in the Roman city of Tarsus. My father was a Pharisee. I was a Roman citizen. I was a tent maker, and I studied with Gamaliel. I hated Christians and was an arch persecutor. I would be considered a bully today and a murderer. I ordered the death of many Christians, and I was present at the Stephen. Wait, hold on. Let me finish. I had an unusual, phenomenal experience on my way to the city of Damascus. I call it Damascus Road Experience. I saw a great light which blinded me. Christ rebuked me about killing Christians. After this experience with Christ, my name was changed and I became an apostle. My story can be read in Acts chapter 8 and 9. Who am I? State your name and give the answer.
This is the Turner family.
Paul.
Paul, hey, good. All right, good job. All right, here's the next who am I. I was a prophet. I was fed 3 times by divine supplies. God sent, God sent me to King Ahab to tell him he disobeyed God. I said, if God is God, follow him. But if Baal is Baal, follow him. I invited people to Mount Carmel and spoke to them a message from God. About 800 of the priests of God. I told them to call on Baal, to send fire to burn up that place on the altar. 2 bulls were placed on the altar. I don't even have the other part with me. Anybody know who it is?
This is Levi.
Okay.
Elijah.
Elijah, yes. It was Prophet Elijah. Thank you so much, Levi. All right. So I'm going to do one more. You guys are up on your Bible. Good job, Elijah. Okay, now, one more. Who am am I? I was a priest. I took care of the temple of the Lord. I came from the tribe of Levi, the same tribe that Moses, Aaron, Ezra, and Asaph came from. I was the first person in the New Testament to speak with an angel. I was Jesus' relative. I was married to Elizabeth, the relative of Mary, the mother of Jesus. I prayed for a child, and my wife and I became parents of John the Baptist. You can read about me in Luke chapter 1. Who am I? State your name and answer. Hello? Anybody? Somebody? Everybody?
This is Rose. Zacharias?
Zacharias. Very good. Excellent. All right, all right, all right. That is correct. Okay. Well, we're ready for our co-host.
We are so grateful to each of you
for being
a part of
Lily, I apologize. I thought that was my part. I got homework matters. I'm sorry. I thought I gave you that part too. I didn't, huh? I apologize. All right, homework matters. What happened on what day in creation? In the creation. So get your Bibles out. Go to Genesis chapter 1. On the first day, what did God create? Genesis 1 and 5. What did God create? You can read it. Genesis 1 and 5. Read it. State your name and read it.
This is Micah Turner.
Okay.
He created light on the first day.
Okay, good. Read it.
And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Good job. Yes, he created. That was part of our homework. We had to learn what God did each day. Okay, what did God do on the second day? Genesis 1, 6 through 8. You can read it. Genesis 1, 6 through 8. What did God do on the second day? State your name and read it. Okay.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
All right, good job. Thank you so much. All right, so the third day is in Genesis 1, 11 through 13. What did God create the third day? Okay.
And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit, after his kind. Whoever seed is in itself upon the earth, and it is so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed, after its kind. After the evening, the morning for the third day.
Excellent. Good job. All right. What did God create on the fourth day? Genesis 1:16-19. What did God create on the fourth day? Hello? Genesis 1:16-19. What did God create on the fourth day? Anybody have it?
This is Levi.
Okay.
And God made two great lights.
Okay,
and God made two great lights. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the dark, from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day.
Excellent. Good job. Good job. All right, we got three more days. The fifth day, Genesis 1:20-23. What did God create on the fifth day? Genesis 1:20-23.
This is Micah Turner.
Okay.
And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply. And fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth." And the evening and the morning were the fifth day.
All right, good job. Okay. The sixth day, what did God create? Genesis 1:24-31.
This is Tyrese.
Okay.
And God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature and his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beast of the earth after his kind." And it was so. God. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let us make man into our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, "Be fruitful."
and multiply. What did you want me to read to?
Okay, you could stop there. So on the fifth day, that was the sixth day, God created animals according to their kind in Adam and Eve. What did God do on the seventh day? Genesis 2:2. What did God do on the seventh day? Genesis 2:2.
This is Tyrese. God rested on the seventh day.
Good job. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he made. All right, so we covered all 7 days, things that God did. Okay. Who remembers the memory verse you had to remember? Genesis 1:1. Who knows it by heart and can say it? Somebody know it. Genesis 1:1.
This is Micah Turner.
Okay.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
All right. That's Genesis 1 beginning. All right. Did anybody write out your 5 questions and answers?
This is Tyrese Turner.
Okay.
I wrote them out.
Okay, go ahead.
God created man in whose image?
All right, God created man in whose image? Who wants to answer? State your name and answer the question. Hello, we got people on the line. The lines are unmuted. Said God created who in his own image? Gloria Jean, you there? Rose, you want to answer? Sister Nett,
oh,
you want to answer?
That's a question? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. God created, this is Rose. God created man in his own image.
Is that correct, Tyrese?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
All right, so God created man in his own image. All right, question number 2.
What did God create on the sixth day?
What did God create on the sixth day? All right. State your name and give the answer. What did God create on the sixth day? I love these questions. Good job. Somebody know the answer?
Created man.
State your name and the answer. Okay, Brother Dalton. Created man. Yep. Anybody else? Who else? What else did he create on the sixth day?
And woman.
All right, man and woman. And Tyrese. Is it Tyrese you're reading the questions, Tyrese?
Yes, ma'am.
Who else? What else did he create on the sixth day? Man, woman, and who else?
He created the animals.
Yeah, the animals. Okay. You got 3 more questions. Go ahead.
What was the first thing God said to man?
What was the first thing God said to man? Come on, y'all. Y'all know the answer. What was the first thing God said to man? All right, Tyrese, for the sake of time,
this
can you
Lily.
Get the answer? Lily, go
they
ahead.
They rule the earth and dominate the animals.
All right. Lily said be fruitful. Dalton, what'd you say? Okay,
control
I hear
control the
said,
earth and dominate the animals.
Okay, yep. Anything else, Tyrese? Tyrese, you there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, question number four. Go ahead.
What day did God make the two great lights?
What day did God make the two great lights? Anybody know what day it was?
The first day.
You said the first day, Tyrese, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. It's the first and the fourth day.
All right, the first and the fourth day. Okay, the fourth day created the sun, the moon, and the stars. Okay, first day, day and night. Light. Okay, good. All right, last question, Tyrese.
What did God call the dry land?
What did God call the dry land?
Fine.
State your name and the answer. Rose, state it again.
I'm sorry, I said the environment.
I can't understand you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, was in the environment? I might not be saying right.
What did God
the dry
call?
Land. The dry land.
Tyrese,
what
what's the answer?
Dry land.
Tyrese?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that the answer? She said, somebody said dry land.
Environment.
He said environment.
God called it. God called it the earth.
The earth. Okay.
Earth. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No problem. We learning. All right. Is there another question, or is that the last one?
That was the last one.
Okay. All righty. Well, you did an excellent job. All right, for next week, we have to read Genesis chapter 2, memorize your scripture, memorize Genesis 2 and verse 1. Memorize Genesis 2 and verse 1. All right, and then write out 5 questions from Genesis 2. 5 questions from Genesis 2. Okay. Very good. Any questions about anything? Anyone need prayer tonight? Anyone have any prayer requests?
I have a prayer request. This is Annette, Sister Annette. I have a request for prayer for my grandchildren.
Okay. Anything in specific or just a prayer?
Well, that they be rooted and grounded in just what was taught about, remember their creator and their youth, that they be rooted and grounded in the word of God and the Lord, that they be sanctified, consecrated, and filled with the precious Holy Spirit.
Amen, amen. That they get to know the Lord. Hallelujah. Any more prayer requests? Any more prayer requests? Okay, we're going to be praying for all grandchildren. Sister Nell. Annette's and all the grandchildren. Anybody else? All right. Micah or Tyrese, could you pray for Sister Annette's grandchildren? Micah, you pray for her grandchildren that they be saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. And Tyrese, can you pray for all grandchildren?
Yes, ma'am. I'll go first. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day on this earth. We ask you to forgive us for sins known and unknown, Lord Jesus. We repent, Lord. We come against the attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Over Sister Annette's grandchildren in the name of Jesus. They will be safe and protected, Lord Jesus. They will want to know more about you every day, Lord Jesus. They will seek your face, Lord. And when they get old, they will teach their children and their grandchildren, Lord Jesus. Let them not be hindered, Lord Jesus. Let them carry out your plan that you have for them, Lord Jesus. Let them walk into their calling, Lord Jesus. And we love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the angels that would protect them, Lord Jesus. They will be careful to listen to the angels because we know that you are in them, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for our sins known and unknown. We repent in the name of Jesus. We pray for all the grandchildren around the earth, that they will heed your voice, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will be obedient to their parents and their spiritual believers in the name of Jesus that are over them, Lord God. We give you praise. We send angels out to touch their hearts in the name of Jesus. Let them count this as true. Let them actually believe it in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, and we believe this to be effective immediately. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you, oh God. I'm sorry, did someone else say something? All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this night, oh God. We thank you for the word of God that went forth. We thank you, Lord God, for leading and guiding us unto all truth. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we thank you for the Turner family, for Pastor John Turner, for Lily Turner, for Levi Turner, for Micah Turner, for Tyrese Turner, Isaac Turner, Israel Turner. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Minister Lola Vaughn, Sister Rose, Sister Annette, Brother Dalton, Sister Alfreda, Sister Glory Dean. Oh, God, I lift all of them up and the families they represent. And those who will listen later. And, Lord, we send blessings to every family. We ask you to bless every family. Draw us all closer with you, closer with each other, Lord God. And we are grateful, Lord God, that we could call upon your name. We ask you, Lord, to keep that hedge of protection around all of us and around our families, around those we work with in our cities and our nation, oh God. And we lift up the leaders in our nation, Lord. We ask you to bless them, protect them, guide them, give them wisdom, O God. Give every one of us on the line wisdom, knowledge, understanding of your ways. Help us, Lord God, to learn to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to come closer to you than ever before. In the name of Jesus, help us to fear you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we are so grateful, Father. Help us, oh God, to have pure thoughts, pure actions, to live holy in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, to have a greater relationship with you than ever before. Spend time in the secret place with you, oh God. Help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, meet every need in our household, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are grateful, Father, that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Help us, oh God, even as young people, to come close to you while they are young, in the name of Jesus. Father, help us to live pure lives, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of lust, the spirit of fear, the spirit of pride, and we call forth, oh God, a Holy Spirit to live with us and be our guide, even unto death. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing on our behalf. Bless family, lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I lift up the three children I've been praying for daily. I lift up baby Chloe, who turned 8 months old yesterday. name of Jesus, baby Zoe, who's about 9 months or 10 months old now. I lift up CJ. We thank you for what you're doing in those children, Lord God. We thank you for the call of God on their lives. We thank you that they should live and not die. We thank you, Lord God, that they will teach their grands and their great-grands when they get older in the name of Jesus. We thank you that they will live holy, righteous lives. We lift up the parents of those children that have special needs, oh God. And we are thanking you for giving them a refreshing like never before. Oh God, we lift up our children. Many of our children are in virtual school, and they need guidance, direction, in the name of Jesus. Give them the guidance that they need in Jesus' name. We decree and declare, Lord God, that you are holy, righteous, faithful to us, and we will be holy, righteous, and faithful to you in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we cover the children that are in the buildings, going to school. We decree and declare no harm will come nigh their dwelling. No pestilence, morning, noon, or night, will come near them. They are safe under the shadow of your almighty wings. And, Lord, we lift up the teachers that are teaching them. Remove any spirit of being overwhelmed from them in the name of Jesus. We cover the children in the buildings, the teachers in the buildings, the children in the homes. We pray guidance and direction for them in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for all that you're doing. We lift up those unspoken requests tonight, and we thank you for hearing our prayers, even our inner cries in the name of Jesus. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. So, Lord, as we leave this line but not from your presence, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for walking with us, talking with us, being a lamp and a light to our pathway, in Jesus' name. Gloria Dean is going to be playing in a minute, but our co-host has something to say before we close. I love you all. Go ahead, co-host.
We are so grateful to each of you for being a part of University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We appreciate you and look forward to hearing from you each week.
Amen, amen. I love you all. Talk to you all very, very soon. Next Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, whatever day you decide to join us, we are excited about it. And we are excited that the Most High God love us in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Good night.
Good
night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gloria Dean, you playing? Gloria Dean? Are you playing the music?
Yeah, I was playing. I was playing the music. It, oh.
We couldn't hear you.
Because of the phone.
No problem. No problem. All right. Have a good night, everybody.